for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tenacious D will be our guest tonight. That, of course, is Jack Black and Kyle Gass. And I think Kyle's coming with Jack. They're on Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. So they're going to be hustling over here, theoretically, after the gig. So they'll probably be here about 10:30. Yes, Drew?
That should be about right.
All right. Anything? Everything good?
No. How about you?
Yep. It's all good.
Oh, what was I thinking? I was thinking about something with you and weather today.
Mm-hmm.
And Yorba Linda. Yorba Linda is where the Nixon Library is.
We're going to Yorba Linda, everybody.
Yeah. Going, yeah, but the presidential library is there. You think about that.
I get out to Yorba Linda about every other Saturday anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do these calendar signings once a year for the mother station out here, K-Rock. It's exciting. I mean, well, it's all right. It's fine. I wish it was on a weekday somehow, but it's always on a Saturday. It always kills a Saturday. All right, that's fine. But it's always a million miles away from where everyone lives, and that's the dagger. Actually, killing the Saturday is the dagger. The twisting, the slow twisting of the dagger is the hour-and-a-half commute each direction.
In the rain. What? It always rains during this thing,
too. Always rains, because God is punishing those who plan these things way the F out of town. And everyone's answer is always this when I complain. And each year I complain about it. Why are we going to the other side of the county to sign calendars? And the answer is, that's where the fans are. And my answer is, don't those fans have any goddamn cars? And wait a minute. We're supposed to drive to them? They got to drive to us. They should be coming to my house.
That's the name of fan, yes?
Yeah, that's what makes them fans. We're not fans of theirs, are we? No.
No.
All right. Well, anyway. Point is, I don't even know where Yorba Linda is, and I was trying to tell somebody tonight where I'm going Saturday, and I realized it escaped my mind, even though I've said Yorba Linda several thousand times, because I've lived here my whole life. I don't even know where Yorba Linda is.
And then you spoke today at the USC School of Business.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
That was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gave the kids a little pep talk.
Yeah?
Told them what was what.
And?
It was a good time.
What was the bottom line?
I don't know. I just sat there and talked for about an hour, took a couple of questions, and then we ate. It was easy.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't, I didn't think much about it. It just seemed fine.
Good times.
Yeah. Ashley?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, Adam, I just want to thank you for the advice you gave me. About 5 years ago, I called in, and I found porn in my brother's room, and this was the night you came back from the Grammys with the Dixie Chicks, so you were pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And you yelled at me and said, who cares? So
right.
I decided, like, you were right, so I just sold the porn to the kids at my school.
Smart.
I made a killing.
Shrewd.
But anyway, about...
Wow. Now, wait a minute. You sold your brother's porn?
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't pissed?
Huh?
He wasn't angry?
Well, there was nothing he could do about it.
Well, how much older is your older brother?
About 3 years. So he was 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
All right, and you went into his room and stole his porn?
Yeah.
See, if I had porn growing up, which I didn't have access to, but they barely invented porn when I was a kid. But if I had porn, I would store it in my sister's room.
Ooh, diabolical.
You know what I mean? Like you know, you keep the heroin in the crib.
Right.
It's the same sort of thing.
Got it, yeah.
That's why when I have a kid, I want to be able to stash, you know, hard drugs in the crib and pornography and things like that. The cops don't look there. All right, so you sold it at school, and now why did you call?
Okay, about a week ago, I had sex, and I'm a pretty tiny person. I'm about 5'3 and 93 pounds, and ever since then, well, it didn't hurt afterwards, but an hour later I felt like I was gonna throw up, and I felt very sick, and my stomach was cramping up, and it's a week later and I'm still feeling that way from time to time. Like,
have you had a pelvic exam?
No.
That'd be an important thing to do if you're sexually active, right? Right?
Okay. Well, I'm not that active. It was just kind of a...
Sexually active means having sex. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Well, who'd you have sex with?
One of my friend's friends.
Uh-huh. But you're not boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
Do you like the guy?
He's okay.
Yeah. You don't want to go out with him?
I don't think he's boyfriend material.
Because he's not interested in you, or because he's a troublemaker?
More like troublemaker.
All right. All right. I don't want to get into this.
Get a pelvic exam. Yeah, but you also said something about changing your urinary patterns, and a urinary tract infection can present with abdominal pain or back pain too, and that can get pretty serious. It's very common after sex, and it can get up into your kidneys and cause more problems, real serious problems actually, if you don't get it treated. So let's get on it.
All right. It's time to play Florida or Germany.
Yeah.
Actually, Germany or Florida. I keep screwing that up.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You guys know this game is played, right?
Go.
What? Is this where I tell you?
What, you guys? Were you talking to me?
Germany or Florida? All right. You tell us a story. We tell you whether it came from Germany or Florida. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Adam, man. I love you. You're great.
Thanks, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. This law requires a divorced couple to equalize pensions. All right? So then they go to court, and they do their little thing, and the ex-husband has to pay part of his pension to the wife.
Now, then someone dies?
Yeah, she dies and has to keep paying it.
All right. So he has to keep continuing his payments, but even if she dies...
Yeah,
we just...
I know.
Scott, we had that one yesterday.
Scott's what you call squirrely.
Yeah.
All right, that was... That was a replay of last night's Germany or Florida, which was Germany. Oh, that was anticlimactic.
No,
didn't you say, Drew?
Painful, in fact.
Not good. Cody?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not so much. How's it going?
Good. What's your question?
I was wondering if you could, like, spread herpes to other body parts by just contact with semen?
No.
No?
Yeah, why not, Drew?
Because herpes isn't spread by semen.
Yeah, but still. You see how that works?
Yeah, well, it's good.
It's good. Makes me right.
No.
What about rubbing herpes and rubbing it on your thigh?
You could transmit that way. Or you could get on your hands and transmit to other areas. But it doesn't. People don't know for sure why this is the case, but it's difficult to transmit around, to auto-inoculate, to move around your own body.
Self-inoculate?
Right.
All right. Hey, Cody?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're whacking off on yourself? What are you doing? You're trying to put your initials on your
thigh?
On your belly with herpes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
That's good.
So I was in the shower, you know, and I got some on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering.
Do you have herpes?
I don't know. Like, I had this weird thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But it went away, and there's never been anything there again.
Not even junior college, huh?
No, I'm not even getting junior college material, Cody.
I am in junior college, and I got a 4.0.
Really?
Yeah.
That's out of 10, though, right?
No, that's out of 4.
Speaks volumes about
it. You got a 4.0 in junior college? No one gets a 4.0 in junior college.
Ceramics majors do, don't they?
Yeah. All right, why? If you're such a good student, why are you in junior college?
I slacked off too much in high school. I slept through high school, never did any homework or anything. Just tough.
All right, buddy. Well, you transfer.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, buddy.
Woo!
You know, it's weird. You know, I understand, like, if somebody says, what is the capital of Sweden? I understand that, but when you say something like, then you go ahead and transfer.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Yeah.
Well, Cody.
do you need the long three count in between the yeah?
Yeah, here's the deal, Cody. You can't transmit it with semen. You can't auto inoculate herpes. If you've got concerns, you have something, get it evaluated.
All right. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle?
Yeah?
You're 17. What's up?
Hi. Well, let me get straight to the point. When I was a child, I was molested, and now it's really hard for me to keep a relationship.
Yeah,
that's
how that works.
I'm sorry?
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Who molested you?
Actually, this is like a weird case, it was my sister.
Who?
Sister. Wow. What happened to her?
I have no idea.
How's she doing now?
Oh, she's just a bum.
A mess, I guess. Huh?
Not very good.
Is she an older sister?
Yeah, she's older.
How much older?
She's 7 years older.
Wow. 7 years older.
Mm-hmm.
How long did this go on for?
For about 6 months, around that.
How old were you?
I was 5.
Who do you think molested her?
I don't know. I have no idea. That never even crossed my mind.
Hmm. It's weird. Did you ever get any help for this or talk to any counselors or anything?
Just recently, I told my mom.
Good.
And that was hard enough.
Is she going to send you to somebody for help?
Yeah. That's what she's trying to do now.
All right, great.
Where's your dad? I don't trust him.
Oh, no, my dad's around.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, definitely.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Mm-hmm. And no one knows what happened to your sister?
No. Recently, I found out that my dad is not her biological dad. Maybe that.
Maybe her biological dad did something weird when she was little.
He was never around. He and my mom, split up maybe a year after she was born.
Uh-huh. All right. But you're doing all right now?
Yeah.
You stay with the therapy. You'll find a way out of this, all right?
Okay.
What, are you under an older guy, it says here?
Yes.
How old?
He's 22.
Mm-hmm.
I just started kind of seeing him. Maybe a couple months ago, got out of a relationship that wasn't going too well.
Yeah. And what's this 22-year-old guy do?
What does he do? He works. He's a coworker, actually.
He's a coworker of yours?
Yes.
Restaurant business?
It's a business.
It's a business. You work in a business.
I'm shocked.
It's a
How could that be?
Huh?
How's that work?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with commerce. So, is he a supervisor or something?
Not exactly.
No. Not exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, here's the deal. Don't get pregnant.
Okay.
Stay with the therapy.
Are you using any birth control?
Just condom.
No, just get very focused on the birth control.
In the meantime, get the morning after pill around in case there's a dysfunction in the condom. Okay?
Well, I'm not sleeping with him.
Okay. Good. And stick with the therapy.
What are you guys using the condoms for then?
Oh, in my previous relationship.
I see.
You still got some left over.
Uh-huh.
So you try to time the relationship for the amount of relationships, the amount of condoms you buy for the distance the relationship is going to make it.
Right.
So meaning if you're
like the amount of milk
if you're boffing like 10 times a month and you buy 50, you'd like it to go about 5 more months.
Yeah.
You don't want to get caught in between.
You don't want
someone to break up with you when you still got a full case of condoms.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it hot in here, Drew?
Yes.
Oh, is that what that is? Good. All right. We have another Germany or Florida. Let's really focus this time. Chad?
Hey, what's up?
You're 16.
A man has lost his driver's license after he was caught drinking and driving on a lawnmower. He parked his lawnmower in a pedestrian area after he went for a drink. After several glasses of wine, he agreed to move the mower after the passengers complained that it was in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Reports said that the police stopped him and found that he was well above the permitted alcohol level for drivers. Even though the mower did not go any faster than like 5 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
his license was revoked for 3 months, and he had to pay like a $300 fine.
Hmm. Okay, this 3 months.
A few things.
Okay, this sounds like the work of a Floridian. But he stopped and drank wine.
But beer would be a German.
But a Florida guy wouldn't drink wine.
Oh, you're right. He'd just go to a bar.
He'd just get tanked
wine.
At a bar.
Yeah.
Plus, they would get you for a DUI out here in the States and would be more than $300 and whatever he got, I think.
If they were going to go after him at all.
Yeah. It's the riding mower seems very Florida.
You would think it would be more of a citation about handling heavy machinery or something.
All right.
Not about driving.
I'm going Germany. What are you going with?
Well, I'm going with you always.
Yeah, it's Germany.
Yeah.
Germany.
And that's how you play.
Florida.
Yeah, Chad. Well, we're on a roll, Drew.
Are you on a roll if from the moment you start playing a game, you're never
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You
well,
exceed completely.
That's true. Dave?
What's up?
You're 24?
Yeah.
You're,
I've got a...
Yeah.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question for you, Adam, because I want to hear you rant on something, and it's about Your Belinda, because I know you love it so much.
I don't know anything about Your Belinda, because I've never heard of Your Belinda, because I've never been to Your Belinda, because it's so goddamn far from where I live.
That's where the Nixon Library is.
Here's my question.
What am I going to do, go out there and check out a book?
I'm not even from Your Belinda. I'm from Northern California. But anyways, here's my question.
It's closer. You're closer to Your Belinda than I am.
Here's my question, though. If Your Belinda's got so many of your fans, how come none of them have called you to support, to back up how great of a place Your Belinda is? So I don't know.
What's
he's saying is if we need to go to a place where there are fans,
yeah,
and Your Belinda is that place,
yeah,
why aren't they deluging us with calls defending
exactly,
their
exactly that's
the town?
Dave has made one of the few valid love line points I've heard.
Love line caller points.
Caller points.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the ones we make
yeah,
every
you
night.
Make,
we
make course,
thousands,
yeah.
But. Caller points in the 9 years that I've been here. Yes, where are all the sorry Your Belinda fans? And if there's so many of them, oh, you know, I don't think they have phones over there.
Well,
and again, with the 3 hour time difference, I'm not sure if they're able to get in. They probably hear the show at about 3 a.m. and call up.
I think they just picked a point on the map that didn't have any listeners, but it was surrounded by listeners. You've got Anaheim and Irvine and Riverside and Corona and all that, right? It's almost a Corona.
Can't we get all the jocks just to gather together and say, look, we have a map here, and we put red stars on everyone where everyone is. Drew's out in Pasadena,
yeah.
I'm out in Hollywood, half the other people are out in Encino, Sherman Oaks, the Valley, that kind of stuff. We've decided that this X here would probably be somewhere in the Cahuenga Pass or something, in Hollywood or Sherman Oaks area, Studio City. This X, this is where we're calling this the starting off point. This
right.
is the X for the jocks. You then can go in a 15-mile radius from this X. That's it. Any farther, we're not going. Each year, it pours, and we just drive and drive and drive. Ah, thanks, Dave.
Enough what?
Hey, good times, all
well
right,
done.
Buddy?
You guys do a great job. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Rhiannon?
Yes.
What's your name?
Rhiannon.
Does that mean anything?
No, it's Irish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, baby doll?
Okay, I actually have a couple of questions. But the first one is kind of a stupid, teenage question, but there's this guy... And, we were kind of going out, I guess you could say. We went on a date, and then, afterwards, we were kind of, together, but, not officially, you know?
Yeah.
And now, the last 2 weeks, he's, not really been ignoring me, but, the only way he'll talk to me is, if I talk to him. And,
What's your question?
I don't know what I should do,
Don't talk to him.
Don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Just don't talk to him.
Just leave it alone?
Leave it alone. You gotta... I like the way she phrased this as a stupid teenage question, because it's not stupid. It's the first time she's experienced this,
mm-hmm.
and she just needs somebody to say, yeah, you're right. It's over. You need
right.
to hear that.
Because it's
right.
so hard to.
I know, but it's not stupid. It's just the first time you've experienced this. And
okay.
It'll be all right. Just let it go.
And let me say this, too. Good training, good habits.
Yes.
Now I have something to say. Everything is sort of about practice and habits and disciplines, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like they always say, if you make the mistake like I made, which is, going through your entire schooling without ever doing homework, mm-hmm. later in life, when people hand you stuff and tell you to take it home and read it and bring it back and stuff like that, you have a lot of difficulty with it.
Yeah.
If you have no skills, you never flex those muscles at all. And in relationships, if you get into this sort of slide... that a lot of people get into, girls get into this especially, but guys do it too, where someone is sort of giving them the runaround a little, and they don't feel too good about themselves, so they keep hanging on, and they mm-hmm. keep calling, and it lowers their self-esteem
further.
Even more.
Mm-hmm.
They never get the strength, and they never get to flex those muscles, or even work out or create those muscles that it takes to tell somebody, hey, listen, I called you last time, you never returned the call, that's it.
Yeah.
You got to start that early. And what a life, by the way, if you can be realistic about that one thing.
About yeah. I mean, that might lead you to being realistic about a lot of things, really. It'll build a sense of self steeped in reality.
You can always be disappointed, and you can always be let down, and there's always the potential for heartache and heartbreak. But your life will never be destroyed if you don't get caught up in that weird cycle of, the repetitious calling, and then your self-esteem gets crushed. And your self-esteem gets crushed, it makes it easier to pick up the phone and do the whole. And the next thing you know, you're camped out in front of the house with the binoculars and the cami paint smeared on your face.
Look, be fair. You didn't have binoculars.
I had opera glasses.
Okay.
They're different.
They are different.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, if someone had binoculars, it was like, whoa, whoa, what is this? Let me see.
Secret agent man,
You see that thing that's 100 feet away? Yeah. Look, through here, it looks like it's 70 feet away. Oh, boss, that is bitching. I wonder if kids aren't like hip with the binocs, are they?
No, it's nothing.
Let me tell you something else about the binoculars. The binocular is the first gift you get as the guy who has everything. Like when they do that, what do you get? What gift do you get the guy who has everything? I'll tell you what it is. People get you binoculars. And here's
the folded little case.
Yeah, they get those smaller ones that come in a leather case. And it's kind of nice for a guy. And it's true, you didn't have binoculars. Now I have 30 pairs of binoculars. Now I have like four, I swear to Christ, I got like four things of binoculars. And here's the thing about the binoculars. It's never, you have cause to use it. It's just never near you when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I have binoculars. I go to a ball game.
No way.
I borrow someone to say, I would never, I don't think to do that. I decide to put it in my car. That'll work. That'll be great. Now, never use it. Never look through anything. Look through nothing. I don't know if anyone's
ever. Because I think we've sort of adjusted ourselves to view things without binoculars. You know, when the binoculars came around and became accessible to everybody, we thought, oh, now I'll be able to sit anywhere in the stadium and watch, be like right on top of the quarterback. It's not interesting. It's not that good.
No, not really. It's kind of like saying, look how great this porn is. I'm going to put it under a microscope and really get in tight on it. And then you just see little color dots on the page.
Right.
Still beat off to it.
Oh, I no doubt you could.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We got to take a break.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. Jack Black and Kyle Gass should be here from Tenacious D in just a couple of few. They did Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight, so we'll talk to them. I was going to say after this, but maybe after this. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tenacious D coming in here tonight. Kyle Gass and, of course, Jack Black. Just telling Drew that between my family, the three adult families, that would be my mom and dad divorced, so they both moved to separate houses. And then my grandparents lived in the neighborhood in their own house. Three adults living in separate single-family dwellings, not apartments. Like I said, average age, 45, 50. Three adults, one washing machine, no dryers. Does that a potential...
Of three of each.
Three of each, yeah. Yeah, we got one. Really? What, we're living in the Ozarks in like the turn of the century?
No, they're a ringer?
We had a clothesline. Here's the whole thing about. Here's why. I'm gonna stab myself with a pen. But it's two times of going out to the clothesline and hanging everything up, and then schlepping it back in the basket and putting it back. You know, and stuff falling in the dirt and the wind blowing stuff off and getting like crow ass on your sweater. So what? It's worth a dryer for one trip. I don't know.
New dryer each time.
Years. Years. Years.
Does she have one now?
Yeah, my mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she stepped up probably a few years ago. But 30 years. No dryer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Clint?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just sitting here waiting.
You're on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm from... Clint, Belinda. Do your folks have a dryer?
Do my folks have a dryer? Yeah.
Okay, just check.
See, they're in the modern age out there in Yorba Linda.
Yeah. What are you guys in Yorba Linda? The 70s now?
No, dude, we're in the 2003.
Okay, all right. Yeah, what do you got going over there in Yorba Linda? Drew and I are figuring we're not going to be able to make it both ways. We're going to have to, you know, bivouac in Yorba Linda.
What do we have?
Yeah, I mean, we may have to stay at a hotel or
AOA
something out there.
Something.
Yeah, you guys
AOA,
got some campsites or something?
No, we have there's actually tons of nice houses. I mean, there's apartments also, but it's mostly...
Maybe we can chill with you.
Oh, for sure. I got some extra room if you guys want to come down.
You do.
I'm just calling to defend us. I'm saying, you know, we have tons... You have tons of support here. We listen to you all the time.
Oh, okay.
This is just so sweet.
Thank you, Clint. What do you guys got? Outlet malls over there?
Outlet malls? No, not many outlet malls. Mostly just, like, nice stores.
All right.
There's some, like, state stores.
Clint, are you coming down Saturday?
Yeah, oh, for sure. We'll be there. Me and all my buddies will be there.
Okay.
How will we be able to identify you?
Well, you say your name is Clint.
Yeah, but everyone could walk up and say, hey, I'm Clint.
I know, but no one does that.
We'll
know the real Clint.
Well, I mean, you know.
All right, Clint, I'll tell you what we'll do. Here's how we'll know it's you.
All right.
You say the Raven travels at midnight.
The Raven travels at midnight.
And I'll just look at you and go, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Good plan.
And that's how you'll know it's me.
Great plan.
All right, buddy. What is it again?
The Raven calls at midnight.
No.
Travels
at midnight. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's try it again. And action.
The Raven travels at midnight.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
I'll be there.
Clint? Okay, now let's just... And then we'll work out the dialogue after that. Watch. Try it one more time.
All right. The Raven travels at midnight.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Clint, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Adam. How's it going?
Okay, buddy. Hey, what do you want me to make out your... who do you want me to make the calendar out to?
Calendar?
All right, that's enough. We don't have to do the whole conversation.
He gets the idea.
You know, it's going to be funny is on Saturday when the guy comes up and says, the Raven trusts me, and I look up and like, what are you, high, son? Let's keep the line moving.
You're not going to know what the hell he's talking about.
Yep.
Who's this to?
Wait, do you want some more sprinkles from Tammy Heidi? Carrie?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my husband, I know he looks at porn all the time, and I don't have a problem with it. I'd actually kind of like to look at it with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't let me. He, like, hides it from me and pretends like he doesn't have it. I just was wondering if there's any way I can convince him to let me look at it with him.
What if she just cracks him out?
Huh?
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay. What do you think, Adam? She just brought some out.
You know, it's weird with guys. Guys always say that's what they want. It's almost like, you know, it's like when they say they'd like the woman to be the sexual aggressor.
Yeah.
But sometimes... It throws them off balance just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But maybe he's sort of protecting his little cave, you know, his little, you know what I mean? This is his little sort of space for himself. But if she brought something to him, it wouldn't be her entering his little fantasy world.
Meaning she picks up her own porn.
Exactly.
That's what I should do?
Yeah. Well, what kind of porn does he like?
Oh, all kinds. I like Playboys and Lollipop and like, that's I don't Lollipop. Know, I've seen about everything.
Lollipop is it's 11 and 12-year-old girls.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, I'd say, you know, whatever floats a kid's boat.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. I don't know what Lollipop is. Sure, I just made that up. It sounds good, though.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Sounds like kiddie porn, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, now Sucker, that's a whole different jack rag. So, Carrie.
Yeah.
You're calling from Alaska.
Yeah.
Can you beat off in Alaska during the winter months? I heard it's dangerous.
I don't think so.
Okay. If you went outside, would you create a jizzicle?
Would I what? Be
as
a jizzicle?
Guy. No, I mean, Drew, stuff will freeze as it flies out, yes?
If it's cold enough, I guess.
It's
called flash freezing. Yeah. And then you will be connected by your own semen to the earth.
But really, up there, those are jizzer pops.
Oh, jizzer pops. Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him, you know, look through his collection. A theme should start to emerge, and then go get him his theme.
Yeah.
You know, here, okay, let me say this. I got a couple things to say. You know, most women will pick an animal or a color or something that they're into inexplicably. Women do this. Oh, they love hippos. Everything hippos. They got hippo slippers,
right,
they got hippo pillows, or penguins. Yeah. It's never hippos and penguins, whatever. They pick
pigs.
They pick their stuff, and it's great because you just get them
that.
You get them that for a gift. You just get something with a pig on it, something with a penguin on it.
Yeah,
that's what you do. Pot holders. It doesn't matter. And they never seem to really enjoy it as much as you think they're going to enjoy it, but you're off the hook because they're the penguin person. You got them something with penguins in it.
Yeah.
Guys don't have that, but we do with porn. We have our favorite porn animal.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's sort of more the collecting thing the guys do. They're just collecting.
I'm just saying that to say they're the barely legal guys.
Oh, yeah. Are those guys.
And they don't run with the big jug crowd.
Right.
That's a different breed.
Yeah, yeah.
Big jug, much better breed.
Yeah.
That's a different breed of cat over there. Then there's, you know, the Asian porn and the black porn. You know, and then there's the
cartoon stuff.
Yeah, the Asian cartoon stuff, the animation. So here's what I'm saying. Find out what the theme is. That becomes the equivalent of the hippo or the penguin for
absolutely.
The male.
Absolutely.
And it's porn. You see?
Yeah, so he'll be
you
happy.
Can't go wrong. But I do feel like
Carrie?
Guys, yeah. No, I'm just saying,
oh.
When guys get, and tell me if you agree with this or not, guys have to feel like they're sort of autonomous to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really want to nest that badly.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we are nesting, we like to feel like we have a little lone wolf that roams in a very small cage.
No, it's like the wolf, you're just circumnavigating the territory. The nest is inside, but you're just checking out the perimeter.
Yeah,
right.
But I just mean, even when we get into the nest, we like to be left alone a little bit. There's nothing better. Women can't stand this, but there's nothing better than when the woman goes out on a girl's night out thing, and the guy's got the house to himself, and he's just camped out the whole night, not worried about anyone wanting anything from them. Because women always want something from us or are telling us what we're not doing so good.
You got to have kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to kill them. But here's my point. Wait till I tell them about the one washing machine and no dryers.
Yeah.
For the 3,500th time. And they kill themselves. It's going to be great. Okay, so listen. A guy's porn is part of his lone wolf sort of autonomy thing.
Right.
And when women try to rip that away from a guy, and the guys now, they're feeling completely vulnerable.
That's what I was saying. It's his little cave, his little thing.
Yeah. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
If you want to bring something new, fine, but don't do that, hey, I'm so cool, we can share.
No, nah,
you're getting into a stash.
Right, she bring her own stuff in.
Yeah.
She's sharing her stash.
Right.
Yeah.
But let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
Do guys who are in long-term monogamous relationships, I feel like they like porn not because it's a sexual thing, and that's part of it, but mainly because it's a way to sort of pull themselves out of the relationship temporarily.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like I got my own space, even if I don't have my own space.
It's that wandering stuff.
Yeah. All right, good times. Yeah. Let's talk.
Do a quick Germany or Florida.
Oh, really?
On 6.
Okay. So be it. Cameron?
Germany or Florida.
That's better.
Yeah, Adam?
Cameron? 16, go ahead.
My name's Cameron, actually, yeah. I can't believe I got there. I'm such a big fan. Adam, you're the funniest man in the world, and love everything you do.
Thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So, all right. A man stabbed his coworker in the eye with a filleting knife after she left him stranded at work one day because she left early. And then after it broke off in her eye, he then proceeded to try to commit suicide with it by stabbing himself in the chest.
He then tried to stab himself in the chest.
Murder. Attempted murder.
Right.
That's a speed move.
Speed move?
Yeah, this is all speed.
Say speed?
So now I'm going back to Florida.
Going to Florida.
Yeah.
All right.
You think?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Florida,
yep, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are smart.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to say that Well, on Halloween, I tried mushrooms for the first time, and they're the sweetest thing ever. I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, really. Opened you up, man.
Yeah, I totally did. I was having a great time walking around town.
Yeah.
Be careful there, Cameron.
I got high on mushrooms on a Halloween. Oh, no, wait a minute. I was drunk. The Wheeze was high on mushrooms. That's right.
On Halloween?
Yeah.
This year?
Oh, no, no. This is like 20 years ago in Isla Vista, Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara used to be great for Halloween. I mean, not Santa Barbara, but Isla Vista, where the college is. They would just shut down all the streets. Everyone would just grab booze and go staggering up and down the streets. Yeah, dressed like a sailor. Had my 12-pack.
Good times.
Feeling good. Yeah, that's where I met my girlfriend.
Mm. Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, swinging, you know what I'm saying?
Swinging.
I had to dump the Wheeze, though, because he was, like, too busy staring at his hand. He was holding me back.
Was he?
Yeah, to cruise.
I imagine he'd be pretty weird on
mushrooms. Everyone's weird on mushrooms. But, you know, Halloween, that's the single man's holiday. Bunch of chicks dressed up as French maids and Playboy bunnies. Right. You dress as a cop. It's always the perfect end, too, because it's always like that, hey, ma'am, I'm going to have to arrest you for being hot. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one time they take that.
Yeah,
one day of the year.
And then they'll act like the French maid or the Playboy bunny, and everyone's loaded.
Right.
Yeah?
That's a good time.
All right. Take a quick break. Again, Tenacious D supposed to be in here tonight.
Are they here? No.
Drew, you would know if they were here.
No, I mean, I thought maybe there was somebody around the corner here. We just didn't know.
All right. You would know. All right. Okay. Take a quick. I know Jack Black and Kyle Gasser are in Jimmy's dressing room doing a bong load right now.
Great.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's
here comes a solo.
Dr. Drew.
Do 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 do. Out on the road today.
Drew,
I got
Drew,
the
knock
dead.
It off. It's Loveline. Tenacious D here. Jack Black. Kyle. I thought it was Kyle Gass.
Yeah. What'd they say? Glass.
Yeah.
That's the most popular misspelling.
Yeah.
Because no one could possibly be named Gass.
Yeah.
So let's just change it to what we'd like it to be.
Well, we used to, back in the day, had really crappy JCPenney Urshoe knockoffs called Gas.
No
with
kidding.
With two S's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so bad that I had a pair that snapped in the middle, but the leather held them together. So
gentlemen,
it was like a bifolding
you're,
shoe.
You're walking in the middle of Adam regaling us with stories about his childhood.
Tough
about the
wow.
No washer, no dryer.
What does that mean?
He'll tell you. You can ask him.
I don't mind. You can cry to me.
I got a lot of questions for you guys, actually.
Well, go.
We're going to do a... I think
first of all, before you ask any questions, I want to apologize for being so horribly late. I think we were supposed to be here a long time ago, and it was because of the Laker game. Mm-hmm. But I will say... Are we the latest ever of any of your guests ever?
No.
No?
No, no.
Okay, good.
Of course not.
Good.
And you called ahead.
Yeah.
Andy Dick called for us?
Yeah. No, he said, and you called ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Andy called ahead.
No, we're honored that you would even come into our humble studios. We really are. We
come
really
on.
Are.
You guys are legends.
Show is, yeah, legendary. Really.
Well, so here's what we have to plug, and then I'll start with the questions, which is the DVD Tenacious D, which is the complete masterworks. It's the greatest DVD ever sold, Drew. Are you aware of this?
Wait,
there's been many given away
it.
That were much better, but the only one that actually...
Double D could not be less interested, it seems.
Drew, where are you going?
Double D. Has anyone ever called you Double D, Dr. Drew?
No, I like that, though.
Me too.
Let's call him
that.
Find
a creative partner.
Rage comes up with a lot of golden nuggets. They just come off his head.
It's my job.
The highly provocative DVD contains legendary and epic recital at London's Brixton Academy that was by chance recorded on November 3rd, 2002.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
That was that's the only concert we ever filmed?
Jack and Cale slay the mighty dragon and treat the British public to a phenomenal performance.
Now, you can get the DVD on Amazon or get it anywhere, right?
Go ahead and put some stank on it there.
He did put some stank on it.
With the classic, the now classic, F Her Gently.
That's right. Yeah, sure. Sure. If you ever heard the Muzak version of that, it'll bring tears. You realize that it is a strong melody when you hear the Muzak version.
That's true.
Yeah. So now, where did you guys... Well, now, we met Jack... At a dinner with...
Years ago.
Years ago. Do you remember that?
No. What went down?
It was a Loveline sort of about to be, it was like
launched
for a third season or something?
Oh, yeah, because my girlfriend was on the show, right. On the TV show for a little while.
Right.
Right.
For a long while.
Was
yeah.
it an ill-fated
for a little
TV
long
show?
While.
Yeah. Well, it's all, everything's ill-fated if
eventually.
You think about it. I mean,
right.
even
we're all going to die.
Life is ill-fated. Yeah,
and,
all,
yeah, and
so,
even ships that
but
don't
beyond
sink
the existential question.
Well.
That did quite well.
Did it do well?
Well, Loveline did. Well,
they
about
say
four
sex
or five
sells.
Seasons.
Is that true? Have you guys found that?
Yeah.
All right, but anyway.
What are you doing, Cage? Whenever we do any interviews, Kyle immediately goes on the attack.
I'm not attacking.
Ill-fated.
I love the show.
Ill-fated. How dare
it's
you.
It's a defense
barge
mechanism.
Into our studio 45 minutes late.
It's a competition.
So now, how did Tenacious D get started, and where did you meet? And I'm sorry if you've been asked these questions before, but I don't know the answer to them.
We met 13 years ago. We were both in this theater company, the Actors Gang, here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were...
I was kind of like a musical dude, played guitar. And,
yeah.
And Jack came in singing all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was a young kid on the make.
I came in, and I wanted to be the musical force of the theater company. So we locked horns at first. We weren't really friends. We were arch enemies. But then...
Sure.
Isn't it weird how sometimes your worst enemy turns into your best friend?
Right.
Keep
no, that's what happened
close.
With Drew and I. We hate each other first. And now
eventually,
sort of,
we're going to be good friends.
We're sort of we're lukewarm.
Yeah, well, eventually, yeah.
Where was the or is the Actors Gang? I never heard of them.
Well, now the theater is located now on Santa Monica and Vine, basically, one block east of Vine.
It came out of UCLA back in the early 80s with Tim Robbins was... leading the way there.
And and did you anyone go to UCLA?
Both did.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Are you guys from out here or you just came out here to go to college?
I'm from here. Kyle is just a little ways up north.
Just north, yeah.
Walnut Creek.
Where are you from, Jack?
Hermosa Beach.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then Culver City, Santa Monica.
Sure.
Hollywood all around, every nook and cranny of this neighborhood.
Wow. And all right. Well, now I have all my questions answered.
Did we answer them all? Lickety split?
Yep.
Wow.
Well, I think we're going to hear something from Tenacious D.
Really?
I do think we're going to hear something at some point.
Should we do that now and then? No. Chris says no. He's not
Chris
ready.
Chris says no.
He's not ready.
So let's take a call, and then we'll hear something in the next break. Heather?
Yeah, hi.
You're 24?
Yep.
What's up?
First of all, I would just like to say, Jack and Kyle, I love you guys.
Thanks.
You guys are awesome.
All right.
That's nice.
And Jack, you look super, super hot in the new spin.
Thank you. In the new what?
The new spin.
Oh, really? Is there a hot photo of me?
Oh, yeah. Totally hot.
Boneable?
Very boneable.
Sweet.
Major boneable. All right.
I shouldn't put words into people's confluent.
No,
I should have let her say whatever
she got to it. Boneable works for me, man.
All right.
She's 14, after all.
It's all about bonability
24
in today's entertainment market.
Awesome.
What's up, Heather?
Okay, so here's my question. My fiancé has a tendency to download porn on my computer.
Break it off.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Break it off immediately.
No, hang on. But see, the thing is, he lies to me about it. And that's my biggest pet peeve. And it's like the thing wouldn't be a big deal, except that I have really low self-esteem. So it makes me feel like, you know, what's he doing looking at that instead of at me? And then
that's
for him
ridiculous.
To lie about it makes me think he's doing something worse than
he's
really
lying
is.
About it because you have all this energy about it. He knows you're going to go spinning out of control.
And
about
have you
it.
Ever thought of it from the porn side, which is what's he doing looking at her instead of at me? I mean,
yeah,
what the porn is feeling.
It.
You know what I'm saying? The porn is silent.
Then he's looking at Heather.
Yes, it's a silent minority that I feel like I have to speak for.
I have some advice.
Okay.
You should just, watch some porn yourself, and then when he comes into the room, turn it off really quick like you're embarrassed about it, and then you'll cancel each other out.
Turn the
what
tables.
About if I'm downloading pictures of you, Jack?
Yeah.
I don't know. Then he might
and
come after me with a machete.
Really quick and zip up my pants.
All right. Okay. Well, look. Can you get over the fact that guys look at porn and not be threatened by it?
That's not the problem. It's the whole when he tries to cover it up, and then
Heather, it's because Heather, it's because of all your energy that he does it. He's trying to avoid you triggering something in you. He knows if you catch him, you're going to spin.
Yeah, I know.
Once she opened up about it, I think they would totally. Find a common ground.
Here's the thing, guys. guys reflexively cover up porn, no matter if Ron Jeremy came storming up the stairs, you would yank the cord on the computer and be like, you can't get busted watching porn. It doesn't matter.
It's the mom reflex.
Yeah. You got your mom.
Boys don't want to get in trouble.
Right, right. And but here's what women do, and they're so full of crap with this when they do that. I don't mind. It's not that you watch the porn. It's that you lie about it.
You hide it.
You hide it. That's the part. No, they hide it because obviously Heather would
spin out of control.
Spin out if he did it. Although I wonder if chick cops do that. It's not that you were speeding. That's not why I'm giving you the ticket. It's that when I asked you if you knew how fast you're going, you lied and said 55. Do you think women? You think female cops?
I am certain.
That's a good analogy.
Yes.
All right. So leave the guy alone.
Yeah, that's it.
And by the way, if you put the screws to a guy when you're living with him, they start beating off more, and they're more, even more absent. They'll withdraw inside the relationship.
Cave, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. Tenacious D is here tonight. We will hear something off the CD in the next break, but the DVD is what you kids need to buy. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Next week, by the way, Linkin Park's going to be in here, Cypress Hill, Papa Roach, and Triumph, the insult dog, is going to be in here. But the A-list has come out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Namely Jack Black and Kyle Gass. Tenacious D, they
are. It's
the
D-list, together. Really.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear a song off of the CD called Dio coming up in a few minutes. I'm guessing that's like Ronnie James.
Yeah.
Like we should play F for Gently, though.
You can't. It's got too many cuss words.
It does?
But it is kind of our sexual advice song.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it kind of as a public service.
But it's too filthy for the radio?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hear Dio. We got a lot of 13-year-olds that are really into Ronnie James. A lot of
They ought to be.
They should be.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. He's the man on the Silver Mountain, right?
Well, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
If you want to talk more recent, then you go with like... We're the last in line. My favorite lyric from that, when it goes, you can release yourself, but the only way to go is down.
But he actually has a guitar, right?
No, he doesn't play guitar.
He does that?
No, his guitarist does that. Yeah, he right.
I miss Ronnie James's hair. We used to have that huge, there's nothing like a pitch black long rock fro.
Yeah.
Like he had a tight perm that was jet black and long, too. But would you say that Dio is sort of who you mold yourself after? If there could be one lead rock singer, at least from a voice standpoint, would it be Dio?
If I had to pick one, here's a weird thing. I'm going to have to go Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, really?
And it's kind of on the other end of the spectrum.
Sure.
And I'm talking about pre Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when he was kicking it old school.
Wow. Yeah. That's it.
He could make his voice sound like all kinds of different musical instruments.
I was like the guy from Police Academy.
Yes.
Except for with instruments.
Okay. Yeah. But I first saw him on the Grammys and he was doing something and he's a master of the falsetto.
Oh, really?
I mean, he'll go, you know, that yodeling crack that when you go,
Yeah. Yeah,
my voice. My voice is a little thrashed right now.
Christie.
And he would slap his chest.
Yeah, and he'd get that great sound. Yeah, and I think he could do that water dripping noise too if he did it. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that. No, that's not. That's the chug sound. This is the drip.
Uh-huh.
I can't
Jack,
do anything.
Jack did it.
Did you
tried
do the drip?
It. Isn't it a
yeah? Yeah, there it is. Nice. Yes, that's
Thank
it.
You.
Jen.
Yes.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first off, I'd like to give a shout-out to Jack Black, my friend Mitch's hero. And furthermore, would you guys like to hear the question?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I have a penis that curves to the left.
Mm-hmm. Democrat. And
yeah.
Is it a soft curve?
Yeah.
Is it sort of flare to the left, or does it make any sudden movements?
Halfway down. or halfway,
halfway down, it starts to make its move.
Yeah. So you've had it your whole life?
So or about the 1-inch mark?
Never noticed it before a couple years ago.
So it's something that's developed.
Mm. Are you left-handed?
No, I'm ambidextrous.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That means you beat off with your heels, right?
Switch hitter.
Is that what that means? Because I've heard people talk about it. Always assume that's what it meant.
You lube up the heels?
You lube up the heels. Of course. Like that. And it's great if you're a two-fisted porn guy like me. Because there's nothing worse than opening the magazine, having one side sort of flapping in the wind and starting to bend. You keep it taut. With the two hands, sort of. Remember the bull worker? This is the opposite. You're trying to actually pull the porn apart, and then you're really working it with the heels.
It's like a yoga move.
Yeah, yeah. And it keeps...
flapping butterfly.
Sometimes your heels can get kind of chalky and chafy, and it keeps them real supple. That's how you always know when a guy's a heel jacker. You just look at his heels. If they're sort of baby soft.
Yeah, when you're on the beach,
check it out.
I noticed Double D's looking at a lot of pictures.
Yeah, these
of
are curved penises.
True.
Did you find? Yeah.
This is a book about surgical procedures to correct.
Wow.
How things like.
Yeah, it's bad times.
If you knew.
Hey, Jen.
It's bad times.
So Drew says when he's paying attention that you can take vitamin E.
800 units a day, and that might help it. But
do we know what it's from?
Well, it's usually from trauma. If something you're not born with, if it's something you've sort of acquired later on, it's usually from something sort of scarring.
I swear I'm not wrong.
Make its move.
I'm usually gentle with myself.
Well, do you wear tighty-whities?
No. I'm a free baller.
It's usually, I was just reading this little piece here. It says usually from coital trauma.
During the sex.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, because see, I always thought coital meant beating off with your heels.
No.
But so while you're waiting for
everything means beating off.
What
with
would
your
a
heels.
Trauma yeah. be? Like she.
Well, that's that thing when it pops out and you hit a little taint or you hit a pelvic.
Oh my
God. Chick gets mad.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You ever do it like once every 3 years? I try to go for a speed run, and it's always a disaster. You get going. You know when you go down a hill on a skateboard and you get going too fast, you start
wobbles.
You get the wobble,
yeah.
And the only way to stop is the shoulder cartwheel and the roll into the trash cans. That's with the sex. You get going too fast. You get the speed wobbles, and that's where the coitus injuries happens.
Yes, injuries. This is saying that disease has reached maturity with a period of at least 18 months from the initial onset of symptoms, and curvature has been stable for at least 6 months. So I mean, in spite of vitamin E, in spite of waiting things out.
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half later, you still got the curve, and it's still interfering with your functioning or causing painful erection. That's when they want to do the surgery.
What about this theory I've had for a while, Drew, which is, you know how a plant will grow toward the sun?
Yeah, you should want to shine light on the other side.
No. My penis moves toward my porn collection. I'm convinced.
So you got to spread your porn all over the house.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well, of course.
Does it hurt when you get a boner?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get him.
Oh, he's gone?
No, I just put him on hold. Gent?
Yeah.
Pain with boner?
Not at all. No.
All right.
Have you experimented with some different positions where it's all right?
I actually had a question about positions. If I position myself so the curve's going up, will I hit a girl's G-spot?
Yeah, interesting question. You might. A lot of women, though, complain about the curves up and down.
It could be a blessing?
It could be a blessing. Could be. From God,
but
directly.
You're looking for a white... white lining there.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's like people saying, "When I lost my eyesight, it saved my life because that's when I put the bottle down." Of it, it still doesn't fall under the blessing category.
I see
a curved penis, but you're all right, Jen.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time.
You're 17. 800 units of vitamin E a day. Just give it that first time.
All right. All right. And you got to push it into the hole. You understand? You don't take it orally.
Sounds good, Adam.
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right. Try to help.
All right, take care.
All right. We have a Germany or Florida.
Explain it to these guys.
I'll explain how this works. It was actually conceived at the Kimmel Show. I gave him 6 months to do something with it, and he never used it, so we took it over for this show. We've decided that all evil emanates from either Germany or Florida. Bizarre evil.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's murders everywhere, and there's death and mayhem everywhere, but the sort of teaching the schnauzer to Heil Hitler or eating the... carcass of your newborn, and then
if you remember last week we got a guy slicing his penis into sausage.
It's Germany
frying it up and eating it with his hand.
That a Florida dude?
No, it's Germany.
Germany or Florida is where this stuff comes from. So we now have to guess whether it's Germany or Florida.
Was it delicious?
He didn't say. We didn't actually talk to the guy.
Oh, okay.
Rick? Rick? Caller who goes by the name of Rick? All right, after that big Germany or Florida build-up.
Oh, man.
Let's take a question for Jack. The guy's been on hold for 87 minutes. Big fan. Chris?
Hey.
What's up?
First, Adam, you're a genius.
Oh, thanks.
And if you were in charge, the world would be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And Double D, you're a passionate man.
Double D.
Yep. Drew is a man of great passion.
Dude, you started, Jack?
I didn't do it. It was Cage.
Nah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You have a question for Jack?
Yeah, Tenacious D, the greatest man in the world.
True.
Okay, now Ronnie James, has he heard your song yet?
Who?
Ronnie James.
Ronnie James has heard
Ronnie James,
song.
Yeah. We were in his music video. He liked the song.
He did? Okay. And I got another question. Out of all the movies you've been in, Jack, what was you say was your favorite?
My best one's still probably High Fidelity. But I don't know. I like School of Rock an awful lot.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that High Fidelity may have been a marginally better movie, but you were really showcased in School of Rock.
That's true.
I mean, without sounding like an ass licker here, but without you, School of Rock's not a very good movie.
It crumbles. It crumbles.
It's a cute idea, but you definitely need you and your background and your talents. Your specific talents
to
pull it along. Yes, it was a vehicle.
It was written for me. It was designed that way.
It wasn't a bad vehicle. It was like a Camry with air conditioning, but velour interior.
Love that film. Except,
hold on. Jack got into that car, and you want to know what happened?
What happened?
Dropped a big block blown Chevy in there. Pulled out the back seat, put Naga Hide in there, and put a nice limo tint on the windows.
What's Naga Hide?
That's a fake leather.
Oh, I thought that was like nitrous.
Oh, no. We have hooked up the NAS. That's nitrous oxide. Put the NAS tanks on
I also
there,
put
too.
That thing, the blower, like Mad Max. That goes,
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's blown. That's supercharged.
Thank you.
That's supercharged. Hemi. And he put the four-bolt main in there, and he had the 9-inch Muncie rear end and the 4-speed Rock Crusher tranny. Yeah, and the race white letters on the torque twister tires.
But if Jack's not in there...
If Jack's not
it's
in
a pacer.
There, it's the beige
Gremlin.
Camry with the bad and no carpet, just the actual vinyl floor mats.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, AM radio. All right. Hey, no air either. By the way, who are we talking to?
Chris.
Chris, you have any more automotive questions?
No. Chris got his answer.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, I got mine.
All right.
Good time. Huh?
All right, we got another time. Germany or Florida, so we have to prioritize on this show. Paul.
Yes.
You're 14?
Yeah.
All right. You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah. Okay. Man tries to rob a bank. Gun goes off in his pants. He gets hurt. He grabs the cash and runs for the door. Mm-hmm. As he ran out the door, he got hit by a van. Mm-hmm. And they never caught the guy.
Oh.
Hmm.
Is this something that happened a long time ago or recently? Do we know?
About a year ago.
A year ago. Well,
but they got the DNA.
Gun going off in the pants.
Actually, no, there was no blood at the scene.
Florida.
That feels Florida, yeah.
Van feels Florida, unless you picture one of those funky European vans.
Right.
Which
and
are probably more prevalent.
And I don't see a Florida bank getting being so close to the street that you open the door and get hit by a van. That's Germany, right?
What the hell do I know where the banks are located in Germany? I've never been to Germany.
More room in Florida.
More room.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we going with?
Whatever
Germany?
Whatever you say.
We'll go Germany. Okay. We're going Germany, Paul.
Florida.
Oh, true with your stupid bank road proximity theory. That's retarded.
I swear, I was going to go Florida, too.
It had me picturing little European cobblestone streets.
Yeah.
Narrow buildings.
Yeah. See, if it was custom van, that's Florida.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, let me tell you something what Jack Black did with School of Rock. It was just a plain tradesman van. No captain's chairs, no paneling, nothing. No Blaupunkt, nothing.
Was there a table in the back? Was there carpet?
Just the interior.
Oh, the shell?
Just a shell.
Oh,
just a shell.
Man.
It's a kind of a painter would use.
No, I know.
It did have a ladder rack, but we took that off. Jack got hold of that van. Jack put Lovetron and rainbow tape on the side of it.
Oh,
you know,
man,
what I'm saying? And one of those bubble windows that
yeah.
is really not good for anything because light cannot pass through
there?
It in either direction.
What are
I don't
those
know.
For?
Someone decided it'd be really cool to have a bubble window about the size of a football
plate.
Helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, a saucer on the upper right-hand corner of the van that nobody could see out of and
yeah.
nothing really passed through. It was just black. I'm convinced now that it was just a black salad bowl that was glued to the side of the van.
Did you see the movie?
The van?
Oh, no.
No. Your movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the van.
Oh, he did have the custom
yeah.
van.
Where did you see it?
Yeah.
Where did I see the van?
Where did you see the movie? Did you see like a matinee last week or something?
No. I saw.
Maybe you're judging it harshly because the audience was not into it, but
what
I think
mean?
It's better than you're giving it credit. It wasn't a hollowed out shell of a van.
Oh, no. It
no,
was.
I swear to God, when I read it, I thought it was a Ferrari.
No, it okay.
I read it and I was like,
no,
this
not,
thing is just plain
it.
Funny.
No, it was
what
a
don't I understand?
He's saying without you, it's
without
a hollowed out van.
You.
With you,
with
it's
you.
A custom
Jack,
van.
But Jack is saying he read it without him and he thought it was.
That's right.
More
I read it.
Yeah, but it was him reading it.
Yeah.
It
so you saw yourself
van.
In it. You saw
yeah.
what you could do with it.
The custom van cannot
it
read
was written it. By a good friend of mine, Mike White.
Now, he went to my Little Lord Fauntleroy school.
Mike White did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he fashioned it after the class just ahead of my kids. And my kids who love this film are all pissed off because all the names are people they know the classic.
Whoa.
Isn't that weird?
Mr. Schneebly?
Yeah.
All the names of the kids. That you,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to be more. I was just sucking up to you, Jack.
Oh, okay.
The movie was a solid movie. It was a good. It was a prelude. It's a Honda Prelude. So it was a maroon Prelude, low mileage.
When's your movie come out so I can talk about what kind of crappy car it reminds me of?
It's a Fiero, the four-cylinder, not the six-cylinder. All right. No, it's good. Good solid movie, but
Thank you
made it. The part was made for you.
Thank
and,
you.
And, yeah, High Fidelity, great movie. Drew, ever, never saw it. No. Good movie. All right, where are we, Drew? Who am I talking
five.
To? Line five. All right. Marie?
Yes, sir.
You're 22?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I just want to say, Jack, Kyle, you're beautiful human beings. A little disappointed that we didn't see a cameo of Kyle in School of Rock. What's up with that?
Well, I hate to have you open that can of worms.
There wasn't a good part
open,
for him,
though,
or
you
so
know?
They said.
See, a crappy little cameo, it's got to be funny. We can't give him something that's, you know, not worth his while.
Yeah.
Because we got the Tenacious D movie coming up next.
Right.
But what were you going to say, Kyle? Make me feel bad. Go ahead.
I completely agree with you, Jack.
Drew, you know, Drew starred as the father of the Olsen twins in a movie that's coming out in a few months. And he didn't throw a bone this way. Hey, Kyle, maybe you and I'll make our own movie.
Yeah, why
huh?
not?
Yeah, and maybe it'll just be enough room for just me and you, huh?
Yeah, maybe it'll be a Peugeot.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Howard Stern vehicle?
Yeah.
When he talked about, like, for a year how easy acting was and they stunk it up so bad.
Well, he jinxed himself. You can't talk about how awesome you're going
to
be.
And then, like, before he gets divorced, the whole movie was designed to show what a great guy he was.
Oh, yeah. No, that was kind of sickening.
Ridiculous.
The, Howard...
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Ricoculous is the one one I like to use.
How about Ripriculous?
Works, too.
Yeah.
Marie?
Ridiculous, yeah.
Do you have warts?
I do. Yeah. And basically,
I would say your vagina is like a Taurus. Like a Taurus wagon. It'll get you from A to B.
Wagon.
It's good for hauling lumber. And you don't mind if friends borrow it every once in a while. insurance is low. Yeah. Starting
it
with
value.
A screwdriver. What's HPV.
So yeah,
it's a Cutlass Supreme.
And I like to keep the forest clean and fully shaven.
Fully shaven.
Completely. Yeah. And I'm not into pubic hair.
What is the question?
Uh-huh.
The question is, does shaving that area with warts, can that lead to spreading them?
No.
To
it
other
can't.
Parts of my
no. no.
Unequivocally.
Well, not unequivocally, because if you have warts that have already spread onto the skin area, and you're not controlling them, you're not having them taken off or burned, whatever, they can continue to spread. And I suppose I can imagine a way that shaving might make that a little bit worse. But fundamentally, HPV is something inside the
but
vagina.
But then what about the following morning when her husband uses it to clean up his neckline?
That's very pretty.
Same razor.
It's nice.
Can you get it? Good. What
no,
if I got the...
Not that I'm aware of.
The funky razor, no?
Because there's a different skin up here. The skin of the genital area is where the HPV tends to penetrate. And where
yeah. But you shouldn't shave your
Now, if
your
she, her husband or boyfriend then starts shaving his pubes with that same razor.
You shouldn't go lower than a wart with the pubes. That's always been my rule. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the wart is sticking out up, an eighth of an inch, the pube has to be at least 3/16.
Just for aesthetic value or for...
Why expose it?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyway, it's the HPV that you're concerned with is what's inside and the risk of cervical cancer and this kind of stuff. And what's on the outside, yes, needs to be controlled. You're more contagious if the stuff on the outside, but that's not a big deal.
All right, but leave the hair. I mean, if you got warts, you need to do, like, the equivalent of the comb-over for the man. You know what I mean? Like, there's a patch that's not so good on your vagina. Let's go ahead and
go.
You know, like, once in a while, guys will do this. Guys will, you know, they have a bad chin or something. So they, you know, those guys who carve a beard in and they just actually will carve a chin in. It makes sense. You
I do
get
that.
Something. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that too. You don't have a beard.
Well, I don't have a chin. No, but I have grown
have a beard.
The goatee though, just to
it works.
Try
right?
to define something.
It's there. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it
yeah. I used to.
Now, I just want to say. Am I the only one left who likes the full boosh?
No.
Because it seems like no one... Is that like age me or...
Yes. That is a throwback.
Is it a throwback? Yeah.
But how full? I mean...
I'm saying let your garden grow.
But here's the thing.
I don't
like,
mind if it's sneaking out around the the undies, you know?
Really?
Yeah, just creepy crawly little vines coming out there.
It's tough to work with a little bit though. If
I don't know.
No, I'll tell you a grown over vagina is a lot like a 87 Maxima.
Yeah, but I thought that was
mind.
A great car. I
it,
mean,
it
at
is,
the time,
it's
a lot of luxury.
Hard to work with.
For the time.
Right.
For the time.
Right.
But it's now sort of outdated.
I like it trimmed, not shaved.
He doesn't go for the raccoon appearance.
Like, okay, can we all agree on this? Because the completely shaven is a little off-putting because that's sort of like, look at me, I'm
weird.
12,
that's
right?
Weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
as
also aggressive.
As it
too.
Grows back, it actually turns into sandpaper. There's a few days there where it's really horrible.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you can redo a deck with it. I mean, that's the only... Honey, I need to borrow the vagina. What's up? I'm redoing the redwood railing on the deck. All right. Scooch.
I don't like that strip. What do they call that?
The landing strip or that?
I don't like that at
now,
all. That just seems odd.
Here's what we're okay. Here's what I think we're all going to agree on here, which is we know that women go through a lot of work to look a certain way for guys, but we don't want to see that you went through all that work.
Hmm.
Now,
it
we don't,
look natural.
Yeah. Now, if you got a bush that has never been touched from 0 to age 30, it's going to be aesthetically something that we're probably not that into. What we want is one that has been trimmed, but it's been trimmed in such a way where it doesn't look like it's
that
been
natural
touched.
Look, right.
Yeah, it's like when you look at Playboy, and I'm not sure what the years were, but somewhere in the 70s and the early 80s, they were carving it into a nice
triangle.
Yeah. And it didn't look like they
you
were
know,
messing with it.
That's probably
what
I'm
want.
Responding to, my formative
that's you're, right,
years.
That's when you decided what a woman was.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what I want, too. Let's go get one during the break.
We could.
We're going to hop into my vehicle and go get one. All right. So, what are we talking about? Tenacious D here tonight. We're going to hear something off the CD. The DVD is out. It is called the Tenacious D, The Complete Masterworks, and it is everywhere you can buy DVDs. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, Triumph, the insult comic dog, is going to be in here in Lincoln
funny.
Park. He is really funny. Linkin Park's going to be in here, Cypress Hill, and Papa Roach all next week. Tenacious D, Jack and Kyle, both here. The only members of Tenacious D. The DVD, which is just out, is just out. And it's everywhere. And we're going to hear something. By the way, the DVD is called Tenacious D, The Complete Masterworks. And we're going to hear something from the Tenacious D CD.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's take one call and then we'll hear Dio. Aaron?
Yes.
You're 24?
I am 24.
What's up?
Well, I'm in this open relationship that I'm not particularly happy in. Mm-hmm. And I never liked the idea of an open relationship in the first place, but I decided that maybe it might be worth a try.
Mm-hmm. Because you knew that if you didn't agree to it, you wouldn't be able to hang on to this guy.
Not so much that is, I got sexually involved with him pretty early, well, like right away in the relationship, and it's phenomenal sex, and I think that's a lot of why I stay.
Right.
And every day I kick myself for staying in it, but at the same time, like, I feel lonely and I don't want to not be in it, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Open relationship, by the way, is a great euphemistic term.
Yeah.
It really means it's a guy saying to a girl, I get to F your friends and waitresses. If you F anyone, I'll freak on your ass.
Yeah.
That's really what it turns out to be.
Mm-hmm. Like you can't definitely just have a double standard.
Yeah, you can't go hump people.
No.
All right, well, so what's so great about this guy?
Well, he's really funny.
Was phenomenal.
Very sweet when he's not talking about her.
About who?
The other woman.
Well, there's one other woman?
There's one other woman.
Is it his wife?
It's not his wife. She's a divorced woman. She's 30-some-odd. She's got 3 kids. I think she's kind of stupid and not very nice person. She makes him feel bad a lot. She's very mean to him.
This guy's effed up.
Why do you know her?
Well,
he talks about her, right?
Have you met her?
I have met her, and she's rubbed me the wrong way from the beginning. But
yeah. It's her fault that he's in this messed up situation.
Yeah, she's such a horrible person letting him have sex with her.
Oh.
What's that?
I don't know.
Why don't you blame the guy, by the way?
He's the problem here.
By the way, this is one of the hallmarks of being white trash, which is the chick goes after the other chick.
Yeah.
No Jew chick would ever do this. Am I right? Jewish broad would never do this.
Right.
This is exclusive. This is white trash. It's black and little Spanish. Everything but Jew, actually. Jew and Asian don't do this. But smart chicks go after the guy for cheating, not go after the girl he's cheating with.
Yeah.
But I still like, I got to give me one of these girls where they just have at it. You're just sitting there with your arms folded and they're just beating the crap out of each other. Your penis is the prize.
Trophy.
Yeah.
Well,
for me, it's more of a medallion, actually.
I don't blame either of them. I blame myself for making the decision to be in this relationship.
Yeah, you should get out.
That's enough.
This isn't working.
What's this guy? And by the way, what's this guy do for a living? He drives a truck, right?
No, he does not. I drive a truck, but...
You do?
No. He works at a Home Depot right now.
Right now, Adam.
How old is he?
And it's not doing very well. And,
yeah, but right now he's at the Home Depot.
How old is he? Right.
He's 30.
Oh, listen, that is...
He's not a phenomenal winner.
That Home Depot is really... It's like a funnel for the damned. That's where they end up. And, you know, they show the commercial with the kindly guy with the salt and pepper hair. This is Bob Johnson. He's got 28 years as a plumbing contract. First off, anyone that knows anything does not end up at the Home Depot. But if you're an expert on anything... You don't take $7.50 an hour with an embroidered name tag. You're out making whatever you're worth being an expert at something. But you go into that place, you try to talk to people, and they barely even speak English. So this guy's got to be like a triple tard. Plus, then he's banging some chick that has 3 kids, the divorcee mom.
And that's a boundaryless relationship that's chaotic, and he can't get himself out of that, and he keeps this other one on the side.
Yes.
It's really a bad situation.
Aaron, you're out.
This guy sounds like a hero.
But really,
you fire up that 18-wheeler and drop the clutch and make tracks for the border.
But really, my question is, like,
I don't understand about myself why I can intellectually understand that this is a bad idea.
Low self-esteem. Your dad screwed you over.
Hey, no, you're probably right.
Yeah, you need to be in that chase. That chase is important to you because that's the way you chase dad. And that's who you are in a relationship. That's how you know yourself best, and you're going to make that right once and for all. But, of course, you're with the unavailable guy who will never be available.
And your dad was unavailable?
Not as unavailable as some dads, but, I mean, I don't see him as
the guys who, like, died in
he didn't die
when their kids were 3 months old. Yeah.
I mean,
it wasn't in the ground or in the joint, but it wasn't a good dad, was he?
Well, we didn't live with him, and it was probably a better idea that I didn't live with him, but...
All right. Not a good
guy.
That
would qualify as unavailable, not a good guy.
What kind of rig are you driving, by the way?
I don't, like, drive a big truck. I drive my little truck.
It's always boring when people say that.
I know. But
all right, well, that's enough. Now we're bored. I want to see, like, Kenworth, 18-wheeler.
Of course.
So other people, call themselves truckers. You shouldn't be able to call yourself a trucker.
Do you remember Carl Malone's truck?
Sure, yeah. Now, that's a truck. That's a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. I like guys who drive the truck with big murals on the side.
With,
of it,
him
like
on
bandit.
It, I believe, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably like him.
He was
like
painted on the side with a big cowboy hat.
Delivering the mail.
She didn't call herself a trucker. She said she drives a truck.
Oh, okay.
A little different.
Right. Yeah, but the way she said it, I was with you.
Felt BJ and the bear.
Can I sneak a question in here? Is an open relationship, you always consider that like a bogus concept? It doesn't really...
It never works for long.
You're saying... People slam dunk. It just does not exist in the real.
No, not in the healthy world. It doesn't work in the healthy world. We have talked to people that are both sex addicts for whom it works, but these relationships are built on chaos and poor boundaries, and so eventually it unwinds.
Hmm.
It can work for a while. It worked for even a long while, but it will have problems.
We tried that.
He and I. We've met multiple times.
He starts seeing a podiatrist out of Orlando. Encino, I'm sorry. Yeah. And I started to freak, and then we both quickly realized that wasn't a direction we could go. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll see.
We do invite another person.
Orlando was when
persons into the bedroom every once in a while.
If you guys want to consider it. But,
don't pressure.
Orlando was when it was working still. Remember?
That's true.
That was when we were still happy.
Yeah, this is during the salad days.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
When someone needs to make their fantasy a reality.
Yeah. You mean like a fetish fantasy?
Well, any sort of maybe a group or maybe
you
partner with somebody else or one of these sort of deals. Do you think that's ever a good idea?
Not in a commit. Well, you can never say never. But the vast, vast majority of cases, if you're in a committed relationship and you're going to do something that might create some feelings you can't expect, like bring another person in or watch them with someone else or them watch you with someone, not a good idea. It's really putting things in risk.
And your relationship is like an old person's bones. You know, like if you break that hip once, the person that sort of walks with a limp after that.
Right.
Like one good. Like we've had it many times where people are like, we're in a committed relationship. We're going to get married. This is going to be great. We just want to try bringing a person in just this one time. Yeah. They do it, and it F's everything up.
That's fascinating. That it always works.
Well, the unfortunate thing, people want to put a value judgment on it. Go, well, it's bad to do that, or it's good to do that. It's like, no, it just doesn't work. I wish it were good. It doesn't work. Humans just aren't wired that way. It doesn't work very long.
Yet, it's such a common, everybody.
Well, we've been through a period of history when that was supposed to be cool and good.
Mm.
And now a lot of people tried it and sort of found out, it doesn't work. If you're single, it's cool and good. If you're in a relationship,
My parents tried it. It was messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
Well, it was the 70s, and there was all kinds of crazy. We used to go to nudist colonies a lot.
Really?
This place called Esalen here in California.
It's Echelon, isn't it?
Is it Echelon?
I believe.
Okay, I was a little kid.
Is that up? No. Oh,
I remember I got a really bad sunburn on my ass.
That's not up in Topanga Canyon.
And there was
a
naked dude playing tennis with nothing but tennis shoes on.
Hello.
But anyway, there was a part of this thing called family synergy, where the families would all come together, and I didn't know until many years later that it was all about families getting together and just having sex with each other while the kids were running around in the nudist colony.
Oh, my.
Everything we've been talking about this. Hey, this is where he gets his creative juices.
You and Jack had similar families, it sounds like.
Did you go to nudist colony?
Yeah, the hippie family.
No, I had a hippie family our hippie mom and went to a free-range school never learned anything. But I did. No, I had my grandmother. Oh, like Christ. My grandmother used to walk around in the nude.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. Oh, that's devastating.
Not right. That's not right.
Yeah, that's when I. That's probably why I do the heel jack. That's what my therapist says. But she. I remember one time. Oh my God! There's a nudist camp. Was called Elysium or something. It was up like in Topanga Canyon.
Dude, that's the one. Yeah.
That's the one. That's the
one. Did you go there?
No. Wait a minute. I recognize you.
I'm sorry. I didn't wear any pants tonight, but you recognize my balls.
My grandmother would say. Me and Emery Kennerick are going up there over the weekend. You want to tag along? It's great. You know, it's like, first off, everyone does this whole thing where it's like, hey, man, you're free. Well, when you're at the beach, you're wearing 3 ounces of nylon around your nards. You really feel like you're suffocating in these things, like you're in some sort of cocoon. Oh, my God, I'm shirtless, I'm pantless, I'm sockless, I'm shoeless. I feel like I can't breathe. Put on a goddamn Speedo. I feel weird when my nuts are swinging around, you know? I mean, so that whole, like, hey, man, it's great to be nude. Like, I walk around my house, I even just walk around alone, I'll put a towel on. I feel a little better that way. So what do you mean the freedom? So confined with the shorts. Those cutoffs are very confining. So that's a weird thing. And everyone just wants to go up there and look at everyone else nude. And then if you don't go, you're uptight.
Right.
And that's where they get you. You're not uptight, are you, man? I mean, about your body? Are you uptight? Why? No, I'm not uptight. Good, good. So get nude and come on up. And then the sports. Then the volleyball, then the basketball, then the
tennis.
The tennis and the sing-alongs start coming. Badminton and all that stuff. And average age, 74.
Right.
It's not the kind of nudist camp that you picture when you're beating off the nudist camps.
A lot of good came out of the 60s. But nudist camps was not one of the great things, I contend.
No, and then here's the only thing worse than the nudist camp is the like nudist trailer parks, the communities, nudist community.
Yeah,
that is a.
I think the only thing
that came
out of 60s was the civil rights movement. That was it.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
No, come on, some good music.
Good music. I'll give you that.
It was a cultural revolution.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now look what we did.
We screwed up the
window opened and slammed shut.
Let's play it anyway. Let's play it.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Anderson?
Anderson's not here. It's Ken. We can do it.
Oh, Ken's here?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear a Tenacious D song. You ready there, Chris? This one is called I Burnt My Nuts at the Nudist Camp. No, this is Dio.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time to pass the torch. You're too old to rock. No more rocking for you. We're taking you to a home, but we will sing a song about you. And we will make sure that you're very well taken care of. You'll tell us secrets that you've learned.
Wow! Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Dio, time to go. You must give your cape and scepter to me.
And a smaller one for Paige.
Go!
Tenacious D. The DVD is what Tenacious D would like you to purchase. Tenacious D, the complete masterworks. Kyle and Jack are both here, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Why does this have this grip on me?
It's the biology.
And I just
Hey, bud. Hey, Lauren. He's the world's worst producer. Oh, yes. Yes. How bad a producer is Lauren?
She's just entertaining the guests.
All right. Tenacious D in the studio tonight.
Dude, that's nothing. I just got surgery. I got my gallbladder removed.
You did?
Really?
Yeah, and I woke up.
Did you just lose a bunch of weight or something?
No.
How'd you get the gallbladder disease?
You know, I've had stones. This is weird.
He's an old man.
The first attack I had of gallstones, I was 16 years old.
Is it in your family?
Yeah, but you know, my grandma, no men have had it. I don't know. There's something wrong with my...
Wild. I've noticed when people lose a bunch of weight all of a sudden, they'll be precipitated.
What about...
Did you have any weight go up or down or anything?
Not really. I've always been pretty fat.
True. What about the theory about phallus exposure to the sun at your early age?
Adam, that's what I was going to say next.
Right.
And look.
We just read something in JAMA that if the male penis is exposed to too much sunlight between the age of 9 and 19, that this can
precipitate stones.
Stones, yeah. So maybe
damn you, Elysium!
Do you have it laparoscopically removed?
Yeah, they went in with tubes. That's is that what it means,
yeah.
Laparoscopic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Well, yeah, it was cool, but the point of the story is I woke up, you know, after being under for 7 hours. It's supposed to go 1 hour. But then when they went in there, it was hiding behind my liver, first of all, so they couldn't really see what they needed to do.
Did they have to open it?
They had to, no, they did not cut open. It's just still the holes. But when they finally saw the gallbladder, it was super, infected and swollen. Mm-hmm. So then they had to, after they took it out, they sucked it out of my belly button.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they went back in to make sure that nothing else had become infected it took a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wake up. Disoriented, different room that I went to sleep in. Hello, anybody? Hello? And then the nurse comes in. Oh, he's awake. Would you mind signing this to Lauren? And I was like,
Oh my God.
And then the other nurse was like, oh no, don't make him do it. And she said, oh, it's no big deal. He'll do it, won't you? And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then later, I tried to get
fired. They call it Courvoisier's gallbladder.
It's always funny when you sign something, and as you start signing it, and it's to somebody else, the person that is having you sign it starts subtly insulting you. Where they do that? My nephew Tim, big fan. I didn't know who you were. And you're starting to write, and they're going.
You mean like a minute ago when Dr. Drew said it was his kids would go crazy?
No, right. But he didn't insult after that.
No, but they'll start working in. I hadn't heard of you, but he's a big fan. I don't really approve of that kind of humor. And it's like halfway in, now the pen breaks in your hands. Yeah. Well, what are you supposed to do? You got to do it for the kids, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tenacious D here tonight.
Why does anyone want an autograph anyway?
I don't understand that.
You know?
Yeah.
Although, you know, speaking of subtle put-downs, Kyle, a second ago off the air, gives us the how many nights a week you guys do this gig? 5 nights. Really? Why? It's our job.
You guys have been doing it.
Why?
You guys should go down to a 4 day.
Yeah, we could start cutting back.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Good idea.
Or is my plan, which is instead of 10 hours a week broken up into 5 days a week, what about one marathon show?
10 hours straight.
No, each month.
Oh,
40 hours.
Beautiful.
40 hours.
Beauty way to go.
It's like you're just giving me drugs. Yeah. I'm starting to get kind of
what's different about that?
I'm hallucinating by the 37th hour.
Yeah, like I said.
Starting to drop the F bomb left and right. All right, let's
you got an easy pad there? You write out the prescriptions
pretty. Yeah, very loose. Loose as pen in town. Loose
as pen.
Let's talk to Matthew. Matthew?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
All right. This guy walks into a grocery store and can't afford anything, so he steals a lobster by stuffing it in his pants. Mm-hmm. And as he heads out the door, he's castrated by the lobster and bleeds to death on the way to the hospital.
Wow. No. Really?
Really.
Wow. All right. Do Germans have lobsters?
Yes, in this day and age.
Didn't they round them up and try to... Oh, that was the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Jews. Damn it, I always do that. Okay, so now wait a second.
It has a Floridian feel to it, doesn't it? But
it does
feel
Floridian.
But the bleeding to death part, nobody would bleed to death after a lobster Snip.
That's how my dad went.
I know, but it wasn't Florida.
All right. But here's the point. Wouldn't we have heard of this if it was in Florida?
Yeah, of course.
But it could be made up. Okay, so we're going Germany?
I was going Germany in my mind, yeah.
I'm saying made up Germany.
Made up Germany.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
We're going bogus Germany.
No, it's Florida.
No, but that's bogus.
No, please. I swear.
No, a pox on you and your false stories. All right, let's keep moving here. Speak to Angela. Angela?
Yeah.
You're 22.
22.
What's up?
Okay. I have an ex-boyfriend, and we hadn't talked for, like, 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently we started talking. He's in the Marines, stationed over by you guys in California.
Pendleton?
Mm-hmm.
Pendleton, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, like, I started to, like, get feelings for him over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Over the phone, yeah, I know. It sounds weird, but all right. I don't know.
Well, no, wait, but there's a reason he's talking to you,
yeah,
too, though.
Why is he talking to you?
I don't know. Like, maybe he's got to have some feelings left.
Yeah, when exes... Get on the blower and start talking for a while. It usually means there's some interest there.
Yeah, he's interested.
Unless you still got his futon or something. Still have his futon? You still have his futon?
Futon, no.
Catcher's glove? Catcher's mitt? Softball?
Nothing over there that he wants?
No.
All right. No, he's into you.
We think he's kind of interested in it. It's a sign.
It's a sign?
Yeah, we think he wouldn't
so
be
when
really.
When he gets back, I should tell him how I feel and get to know him.
Maybe even before. I would sort of set it up a little bit.
Is he out?
He's a Pendleton.
In Los Angeles, he's coming back or
he's
San Diego,
back
or where the hell
of
it is.
He's coming back at the end of this month.
He's going back to Cleveland.
Yes.
Okay. Tell him how you feel.
I'd set it up before he gets, because when he gets home, he's going to be distracted. He's walking home. You set it up, let him have a little expectation built on the homecoming.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he see any action? What'd he do?
He was just over there working. He didn't get to go over to Iraq or anything, so...
He didn't. So
he didn't get to.
Right.
He didn't meet any Iraqis then, huh?
No, he didn't.
Make up a big sign that says, welcome home, coward.
He's the one that wants to go over there, though.
I know, but all the guys who don't get to go say that. It's that sort of let me at him and then hold me back.
Angela, I think it's going to work. Got a good feeling.
Yeah, we feel good about this.
Thank you.
All right, we give it a blessing.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Jack. Hi, guys. You guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Buy the DVD, by the way, the Tenacious DVD.
I will totally do that.
All right.
Thank you. Makes a wonderful homecoming gift.
Thanks.
Good times. Oh, yeah, military guys eat that kind of humor.
Oh, they love it.
They love it. The younger, the more, and the Marines especially, 17, 18-year-old guys, love that kind of humor. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Love line, yeah.
Betcha, right?
Yeah. All right, got to give some quick thanks. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones, and Brian for doing a great job on the phones, and Engineer Anderson and Engineer Ken, who's filling in tonight, Engineer Chris out here, Junior producer Lauren, and producer Ann for putting her feminine stink on the show, and booking top names like Tenacious D, and then next week with Lincoln Park, Cypress Hill, Papa Roach, and
it's a veritable who's who.
It's big. That's
why we're here every night.
Five nights. Do it because of the talent that rolls through here. All right, so until next time, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
For coming in.
Can we sing you a theme song that we've been working on for Love Line?
If
we bust it out?
We got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
You
ready?
Yeah.
Love. If you've got a problem and you want to call
Dream. We didn't work up a song.
We didn't at all.
It was awful.
Next time.
Yeah. All right, next time, guys. So, until next time, Sam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.